The Dream Visions. First Dream Vision on the Deluge. Chapter 83. And now, my son Methuselah, I will show thee all my visions which I have seen, recounting them before thee. Two visions I saw before I took a wife, and one was quite unlike the other. The first, when I was learning to write. The second, before I took thy mother, when I saw a terrible vision, and regarding them, I prayed to the Lord. I had laid me down in the house of my grandfather Mahalalel, when I saw in a vision how the heaven collapsed, and was borne off and fell to the earth. And when it fell to the earth, I saw how the earth was swallowed up in a great abyss, and mountains were suspended on mountains, and hills sank down on hills, and high trees were rent from their stems, and hurled down, and sunk in the abyss. And thereupon a word fell into my mouth, and I lifted up my voice to cry aloud, and said, The earth is destroyed. And my grandfather Mahalalel waked me as I lay near him, and said unto me, Why dost thou cry so, my son? And why dost thou make such lamentation? And I recounted to him the whole vision which I had seen. And he said unto me, A terrible thing hast thou seen, my son, and of grave moment is thy dream vision as to the secrets of all the sin of the earth. It must sink into the abyss and be destroyed with a great destruction. And now, my son, arise and make petition to the Lord of glory, since thou art a believer, that a remnant may remain on the earth, and that he may not destroy the whole earth. My son, from heaven all this will come upon the earth, and upon the earth there will be great destruction. After that I arose and prayed and implored and besought and wrote down my prayer for the generations of the world. And I will show everything to thee, my son, Methuselah. And when I had gone forth below and seen the heaven and the sun rising in the east, and the moon setting in the west, and a few stars, and the whole earth, and everything as he had known it in the beginning. Then I blessed the Lord of judgment, and extolled him, because he had made the sun to go forth from the windows of the east. And he ascended, and rose on the face of the heaven, and set out, and kept traversing the path shown unto him.